there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside, happy NFL Draft Eve. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Well,
yeah! We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Who wants a mustache ride?
Alex Tice shirt for not even knowing anything about sports is very
exciting. Jacked for tomorrow, Jason.
I know.
Jacked up about 32 it. Picks if you want to know.
Really? Who's going 18th?
18 is going to be... I'll text Glazer. Hold on.
I have Brian Thomas from LSU.
I like that the tie shirt implies that he has Jay Glazer's cell phone number.
Like he may.
I text him all the time.
Hey, he may like tie shirt because he doesn't want to talk sports. You want to talk metaphysical, health and well-being?
Sure. Yeah,
might be a little more in touch than you wanting to know about the Jets.
Jason, yeah. I got the text from Jay Glazer. 18 is Joe Alt.
Wow.
Really? Wow. If he falls to 18, that's
if he
big.
Falls
Notre
to the
Dame.
Bengals.
Don't put that out there.
Wow.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, tweet that out with Jay. Just kidding.
Oh, my bad. It said Joseph from Glazer. That's a different company. I'm sorry.
Okay. No problem.
I don't even want to know.
Who knows what T-shirt has working? You have no idea. I could wake up one day and I get a phone call from our boss, Scott Shapiro, and say, hey, so let me tell you what's going on with Alex Tyshirt. What happened?
Jason, the second pick just came in. It's going to be Zach Wilson to the Jets.
The second pick? Oh, that's good. Okay, good. I'm glad the second pick came in first. That's good.
Rewind.
Yeah, now he's happy. Now Alex Tyshirt, incredibly happy. Now, I have to ask a very big question to start the show. We'll have lots of NFL draft stuff tonight, obviously. We'll give our final bowl predictions. We'll tell you some teams that are probably going to make a trade that you're not hearing about. But I got to throw this out there because I really have to ask this question, because anytime someone says something very bold and then something comes out that may change that perspective, we have to ask the question again, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's only natural. So I want to ask 76ers center Paul Reed, are we sure we know who the easy teams are in the Eastern Conference? I mean, I don't know. The Knicks were the easier matchup there, down 2-0. Didn't want to play the Celtics. Hey, Heat culture, everybody. This series is 1-1. Are we sure that the Knicks are the easier match? I'm just throwing it out there again because he was very definitive about that on a podcast before the series began. I just want to make sure that that's still the case now. They still think it's okay. They don't want to change and go back and try to win to play the Celtics in the first round rather than play the Knicks. Just want to make sure that we still think that the Knicks are the easier team than Celtics. I want to make sure.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's really where we're at.
You know, screw you, Harmon, for not playing along and making it fun. Oh, absolutely. There they are. You know what?
No, you know, man? Look, man, whenever you want a hot take, you go to the backup center.
I hope
who's not going to get any attention.
I hope the Bears pass on their first pick tomorrow. I hope they don't get the pick in time, and they can't take Caleb Williams, and they wind up getting stuck with Drake May.
Now you're getting stuck with Drake May. I thought Drake May. I thought people liked the Drake.
Well, he's very polarizing because you could love the Drake or you could hate the Drake.
Well, right so now in mock drafts, people either love or hate him.
Yeah, sure.
At number two. But, no, you're right. Like, there is no easy path. Paul Reed, I mean, he might just have a magic eight ball that said yes. Or no, in terms of, like, it might have just been that simple, a question that was asked. And then they said, all right, expound upon that, pal. He said, sure.
You know,
Nick show.
This game, look, you watched the Heat just take this game from the beginning against the Celtics. They shot incredibly well from three-point range, right? I mean, like, 23 out of 43 was a Heat record. Heat culture. That's my only – see, I love the fact the series is tied. The only downside is that we're going to have to hear about Heat culture the next 3 days. Heat culture, man. Oh, Heat culture, Heat culture. Anytime another team wins in a series, it's all the team. But, oh, Heat culture,
no,
Heat culture, Heat culture, the Heat
but
culture.
But you know what?
Heat
everything culture. Else is – virtually all of those are new stories, right? That's the thing about these playoffs. A lot of new phenomenon, a lot of new stars, new teams making the waves, right? Even your Knicks. You could get into that game, by the way, for less than $100 for game three if you were so inclined to travel cross-country. But for the Heat, it's going on several years. So what do? You cling to a storyline. Well, it's about the guys because it sure ain't one guy standing out, even though you're seeing some magnificent individual efforts thus far from them. But it's the idea that you have a culture. It's not a I don't know, game to game what we're going to get and a story that's unfolding. It's just a continuation, another chapter, just a question of where, you know, this episode ends.
I honestly, this is not about the Heat as much as I'm just embarrassed for the Celtics. I'm this is a Heat team playing without Jimmy Butler, and they're playing at home, and they show that, hey, we don't have the lunch pail mentality that we need. This shouldn't have been a game, or it should have been a game where, hey, the Heat are getting hot from three. Let's rotate around. Let's change some things up. But still, it was like the Celtics were content with letting the Heat continue to shoot, thinking, well, at some point they'll miss. Like, that seemed to be like that was the Celtics strategy, Joe Mazzulla's strategy. Well, eventually they're going to miss. No, how about you make it easier for them? Like, you just... If you didn't watch the game and you just watched the amalgam and the montage of threes that the Heat made, no one's hitting Heat check Tyrese Maxey falling away one leg threes like he hit against the Knicks last night. These are all in the flow of their offense and guys are open, they're hitting shots. Like, this is when everybody says how great the Celtics are. This is the big thing. The Celtics don't have that lunch pail, grind it out mentality. They just don't. And there's nothing else that they need to win a championship this year. They've been regular season great. They have great players on the team. They made a couple of big additions in the offseason. And no, did Porzingis play well tonight? No, he was terrible.
No, he was awful. But
generally, hey, it works out, right? It works out. I mean, Porzingis was minus 30, you know, on the court tonight. They're incredibly talented. They have everything they need, and yet still they get clunkers like this, or when it gets really big, they either let their foot off the gas pedal. They don't have that mentality that championship teams have. And it doesn't mean they can't get it, but I'm stunned they don't have it now. After making it as far as they did last year, moving on, and still here they are. When this series should be over, this should be okay. We're going to go in. It's 2-0, and this series is done. I mean, they're playing without their best player. And I get Jaime Jaquez has been really good this year. I get that he's a great addition. Tyler Hero's going to heat up. You know what he can do. But this is still a team that they should be going home. Celtics should be coming out with a second straight double-digit win. And instead, they just kind of let the game go, figuring the Heat will miss shots and everything will come back to them, and it just didn't. I'm embarrassed for the Celtics. Every time the Celtics championship, I say, look at games like this. I said the Knicks are going to the finals? It's because of games like this from the Celtics, because it's hard to believe in them when they get all the way through that they're going to be mentally tough enough to grind it out and win, because the playoffs are a grind, right? It's a marathon. It is whatever cliche you want to throw in there.
And you have to be so mentally tough to grind it all through and win. And it's games like this that make it easier over the long haul. Hey, we want to get out of here with a 4-0 sweep. We want to win in five games. We want to rest. We want to get back at it. And instead, here you are, where you just kind of put out a meh kind of effort and didn't really do anything to try to adjust in the game to stop the Heat. And here the Heat now going back home going, hey, man, we just won. We got all kinds of confidence now, and we got home court coming up for a couple of games. Hey, Jimmy Butler, no Jimmy Butler, we can beat this team. Congratulations, Boston. This is why whenever it comes to the end of a season and people go, hey, Celtic win a championship, everybody goes, eh, or a lot of people go, eh, I don't know. I got to see better on the court from them over a more consistent time period and effort if I'm going to say, hey, this is a team ready to win a title.
Well, but it's funny, even as we got into the playoffs, right, we start looking at making predictions and, all right, who can upend them? Here they win by, what, 13 games between them and the Knicks, or 12 and a half, or whatever the hell it ended up being, but running away and hiding. It's still the, all right, let's see you do it in the playoffs. Let's see what you can do grinding out against some of these teams, particularly when you look at what a first-round matchup against the Heat. Whether you like the culture or not, they don't go away. The Knicks, whether you like them or not, and whether you keep sending me messages on Facebook telling me how much you hate Jason's Go New York Go, I can't help it.
I haven't done that once. I haven't done yet once today.
Not today. They ain't over yet.
Go New York.
The idea is for 48 minutes, they are going to battle you. And so for Joe Mazzulla's squad, what is he, 133-52 in the regular season. Yet I guarantee you the first call after they did the wrap-up from the arena was, are we going to fire this guy when they go out? Because remember, we talked about it after they got bumped last year. There were a lot of questionable decisions, a lot of times where it looked like he was just rolling the ball out and had no answer for when things went wrong. And this game, you know, just add on a plus one here, as you would in that analysis, to where you've got a squad that everybody's already looking to break them up, right? That was one of the storylines throughout the season. Yeah, they're doing great, but if they don't win it, it's got to be blown up, right? Which guy's going to go? When does Jaylen Brown get, you know, shipped off and all of this stuff? So that talk starts to creep in fast. And if you have any issues in the locker room at all, they're going to fester really fast. And Porzingis has to show up. I mean, he might as well have been John Cena or your man Grimes tonight.
Hey, what do I tell you? And look, I don't want to say I told you so, because I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. But what do I always tell you about Kristaps Porzingis, right? Kristaps Porzingis will have runs, and you think, boy, this guy is amazing, and he's terrific, and what a find he is, and he still can be a superstar, and boy, we got lucky. And then suddenly, he just disappears, or he either gets hurt, or he disappears. And that's been his entire career. He'll play well for a few weeks, and you go, wow, he's really something. And then suddenly, where is the guy for 2.5 weeks? Like, that's kind of what he's been. His time with New York, it was injury-oriented. His time in Dallas, it was just, where's the guy been? Like, he'll play really good for a couple of weeks, and then suddenly disappears. Same thing in Washington. But now here he is. And hey, when they need him, and look, he comes up with a game like this. This is just who Porzingis is. I mean, I hate to say I told you so, but this is not surprising. Of all the things, this is one thing that did not surprise me at all, with Porzingis having just a ridiculously bad game. Did not see that coming. In other words, I saw it.
No, look, balance for the Heat, not a lot from the bench for the Celtics. They just had 12 points. 4 of 8 from the field, not really working deep. Meanwhile, you had 20 points, and you didn't even, like, with a 10-point win, you didn't even get a big contribution from Duncan Robinson, right? He was 2 of 8. So there's room for improvement, and obviously those role players, the old cliche, play better when you get home. So Celtics right now, teetering. They took a big Garcia blow. Maybe he's drinking a beer and laughing at him right now.
Telling you, man, this is why. When you look at what's going on with the Celtics, say, boy, how come with this record, this is why the East is wide open, because the Celtics have games like this. Despite all the talent they have games like this. And you need to be stronger mentally, and they're just not. I mean, that's how it is. I can't explain anything else other than that, because there's no other reason for this game tonight. I get the Heat shot the ball really well. They hit those threes, but at some point when they're hot, it's like, okay, hey, maybe you want to do that. Yeah, it's like when you watch a guy getting really hot in the NCAA tournament, and you say to yourself,
boy, why are we not throwing another guy at here? Why aren't we guarding 35 a little bit more? Why are we still going one-on-one here? Like, that's the philosophy here. Hey, they're really getting open for three and hitting everything. How about we try to take that away? How about we try to do a little bit of in-game adjustment here? How about we, instead of looking like we're dead from the neck up for most of the game? I mean, that's Heat culture, Celtics culture. That's how it is. Exit Albata Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that's implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Well, coming up next, yes, Reggie Bush has his Heisman Trophy back, and we get to our first big, bold predictions for tomorrow's NFL draft. Keep it right here. Settle in. We're rolling. Jason and Mike, you're listening to Fox Sports Radio. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs, never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? Call the Lakers in a week. You can have Darvin Ham's. What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And our thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's Draft Night. Don't miss Draft Night live on Fox Sports Radio tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Jay Glazer, Steve Keim, LeVar Arrington, Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart app presented by Express Pros. Then, of course, tomorrow, our show follows like it normally does after the first round of the NFL draft. We take you all the way through, and we made it. We're on the eve of the NFL draft. We are finally going to find out in 24 hours. We'll know where all 47 quarterbacks projected to go in the first round are going to get selected. It's going to be a very big day.
It's a very exciting time. A lot of mock drafting. I actually sat down and I did my first round, and then I set it on fire and started again.
Sure, sure.
Because that's what you do.
Yeah.
You say, like when you draft a fantasy team, I'm done with it. I hate my team.
Yeah. Or it's here, like you, the first time you do your bracket for the NCAA tournament. Yeah. Oh, no, I don't like this Final Four at all. I got to go back.
100%. Yeah. So it's the same thing. So back to the drawing board we go.
You know what I might do? You know, that gave me an idea. Maybe next year in Bracket Challenge, I'm just going to find the teams I want in the Final Four and then work backwards.
No, it's not a bad way to be.
Right? Who do I think is going to win it all? And then I work backwards from that game all the way to the – instead of picking the first round all the way through, I go, here are the four teams I think are going to make it, and then I go back from there.
Yeah, I did that years ago and then found myself deciding I hated that too.
Oh, that might be fun, though.
You know, they always say go with your gut. And since I'm still carrying a fairly sizable gut.
This is true.
You know what? I should just trust it.
Right now, update from game two between the Thunder and the Pelicans.
Yeah, the Kings are up 1-0, baby.
Yeah, it's because it's televised. The Thunder lead the Pelicans 45-31. It has been a big first half so far for Chet Holmgren. Chet's got 20. He's got three threes. He is the leading scorer in the game. Only two players in double figures, and he's leading the way. The Chet era is here, baby. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, MVP finalist with just seven, but it doesn't matter. The Thunder are rolling the Pelicans right now, 47-31, about 6.5 to go before halftime.
Well, you see who their second leading scorer is for Oklahoma City right now.
Is it Russell Westbrook?
Is it Russell Westbrook?
Or James Harden?
Now, that would be pretty sweet.
No, it's your guy, Lou Dort.
Lou Dort.
Yeah, way to get
three of four from three-point range.
Lou Dort has three threes, man. I mean, yeah, Lou Dort.
Three threes, couple of assists, because, I mean, right now that's on the highlight package, that assist that he had to Chet.
You sure it's not KD, Mike?
It's not.
You know what? I don't think he plays anymore.
It's not Harden either. Okay, just
what about Kendrick Perkins?
Let's get all three of them. None of
he looked good on the side of that punching bag yesterday. We had a pretty good chuckle when old Charles Barkley started throwing haymakers.
Now we'll have more NBA on the way, but we are here night before the NFL draft, and I'll tell you right away, the team that makes me the most nervous about their pick tomorrow. About what they're going to do in the first round. Like, that makes me nervous. Like, oh my, are they really going to just completely go crazy? And are they going to potentially ruin the team? Like, this is the team that I go, are they really going to go crazy and do something they really shouldn't? And it's going to be the beginning of the road to ruin. And that's the Chargers. Okay, first of all, you had the crazy-ass story today. The odds of the Chargers now drafting J.J. McCarthy, the odds in Vegas have just changed dramatically to the point where Adam Schefter goes on ESPN today and says, I don't know why this is happening. Why are suddenly the odds of the Chargers drafting J.J. McCarthy going way up? I don't get it. Is this some sort of smokescreen? What is this going? I don't understand. But that's what's happening right now. The odds of the Chargers drafting J.J. McCarthy are getting higher and higher. It's insane. There's no way they should do it. Are they going to do it? Most likely not. Is this Vegas probably hearing something and wanting to protect against the fact that just in case the Chargers do something crazy, do something stupid like draft J.J. McCarthy? Okay. Maybe they heard, because we've been trying to put it out there in the universe the last few weeks, that, you know, it'd be great is if the Chargers traded Justin Herbert to the Bears, traded up to number one so they could get not Caleb Williams, but Jim Harbaugh's guy, J.J. McCarthy. Now, that would be something. And now suddenly here we are the day before going, hey, wait a minute, there's odds are going up here that the Chargers are going to draft J.J. McCarthy.
6-1. Went from 15-1 to 6-1. Once upon a time was 100-1. Now, obviously, because of all the cash implications and everything, even if you reset the all-powerful quarterback clock, that's a lot of dead money. So it's folly, but it's fun to talk about. It's fun to theorize and blow people's minds with when you just put it out there and they're half listening. Maybe it's created somewhat of an ulcer situation for our guy Frostburg over
there. Quite frankly, guys, it's stupid.
Of course it's stupid. Of course it's stupid.
And you're stupid.
Of course it's stupid. But
there's all right, now we're back on the playground. You're stupid. You're stupid. Right?
But,
no, you're stupid.
But this is what really worries, right? This is just an appetizer. Like, this is an aperitif. This is like, hey, why don't you try this? Then the real food is coming soon, all right? But so this story is crazy. But what really concerns me is that the Chargers at number 5 need to take Marvin Harrison Jr. Right, they need it. Look at why their best receiver right now is Quentin Johnson, and he was awful last year. He was like stone hands from Necessary Roughness. Couldn't run his patterns. Couldn't catch the ball. I mean, they have nobody. Nobody. There, you have a superstar quarterback that needs a number one receiver. That needs that guy. This should be the pick, and he will be there at number 5, right? Quarterbacks are going to go very early. He will be there at number 5. There is no easier of a melding of what a team needs and where they pick in the draft than the Chargers getting a superstar wide receiver, because your best player is your quarterback. So you need some help. You got to get some wide receiver help for him, and here's what you do. But this is what scares me immensely, that the Chargers are going to throw up on themselves, is that Jim Harbaugh seems to have this mentality that I'm going to run the same kind of offense I ran at Michigan. I'm bringing in the two running backs that the Ravens couldn't keep healthy, and they're going to be my guys, and watch what we do. Watch us run the football a ton this year, and maybe it's going to be Joe Alt at number 5 or whatever it's going to be, but it's not going to be the pick they need, which is a wide receiver, which tells me, hang on a second. What the hell is he doing? If they don't take Marvin Harrison there, I'm saying, so you're really going to take the best player you have on your team, Justin Herbert, and minimalize him and marginalize him and say, no, we're not going to try to win on your right arm, which is the best thing we have going for us, right? Obviously, we have to move around personnel, figure things out defensively. I'm not saying that, you know, the Chargers are a finished product. There's a reason why they had all these high-priced guys and haven't won the last couple of years. But you need to say, okay, we're built through our best player. And I feel like Jim Harbaugh is going to say, nope, don't want to do it. And maybe they're not going to throw the football a lot this year. They're going to try to win by running the football. And he thinks, my philosophy is going to work. Yeah, good luck. You're in the NFL. You know what's going to happen if you try to just run former Ravens running backs up the middle and around. You see what's going to happen? You're going to lose. You're going to lose. You need to make sure your best player has the ball on the vast majority of plays. Your best player is Herbert. And if they deviate from making Herbert their best player and putting him in a position to succeed by saying, we're going to run the football and have this sledgehammer offense, I'm going to close my eyes and think that Gus Edwards is Blake Corum, and maybe we'll draft Donovan Edwards next year. I don't know what he's doing. That makes me so nervous what the Chargers do at number 5. Because that's, I know either, hey, they're in and they're good and they'll draft the wide receiver they need and they're going to be fine going forward, or they're going to go against this strategy and he's going to try to build this offense that he won with at Michigan that's not going to win in the NFL, and you take your quarterback who's one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the game easy, and you're going to say, yeah, maybe you throw the ball 22 times a game now. Wait, what? Like, that's what's it. The Chargers scare me the most of any team picking in the first round.
Yeah, they're entertaining up top, because the two picks before them, obviously, folks vacillating, you know, are they going to trade away, and what do they do? Like, Arizona's got, what, 13 picks in the draft? They don't need to go and trade for another 9 guys. They just don't, right? So Marvin Harrison Jr. staring them in the face at 4 would seem pretty foolhardy to pass up on that, right? When you're in desperate need of trying to push what Kyler Murray is. The Patriots at 3. More and more, it seems like you're coming to a consensus that they'll keep the pick and draft the quarterback. I still don't think it's the right move with the way the roster's constructed. But both of them are big wild cards. And then when we look at the Chargers, you got 3 ways to go. To your point, wide receivers, whether it's Neighbors. I did a mock draft representing the Chargers, sorry, Frostburg, down in Jacksonville, and I drafted Neighbors. I said, hey, let's go get a wide receiver, assuming Harrison was off the board at that point. Otherwise, you're looking at Latham or Alt, fine, or secret option C. You trade back, add some more opportunities to add more starting players. And in theory, one of those wide receivers, or depending on how far back you go, the tight end, your guy that you covet so much, may still be there, right? So, you know, you've got your guy Brock Bowers, for those new to the conversation and how much you've been walking around with sketching his name into your notebooks and stuff.
Well, remember, per Alex Teicher, you're getting Zach Wilson.
That's right. That's right. You decided, hey, I never can let you go. What is that, Steelheart?
I'll never believe that is Steelheart. Yes, yeah. That is Steelheart.
So, like, we go back and bring them back into the mix. But, yeah, sitting where they do is reestablishing their own. But you already have both tackles signed up. You just re-upped your tackle, right? If I'm not mistaken, you gave a three-year deal to Pipkins on the right side. You got Slater on the left. Are you going to move one of these other guys to a guard position? Or move Pipkins to a guard position. So that's where the offensive line thing, I may be able to back you off your worry a little bit there, Smith.
Man, I'm telling you, I really am concerned that I know what I'm doing, and I know how to win, and this is how I'm going to do it. Right? Like, I don't understand how it's not, hey, we're going to play, and maybe this is all smoke, and I'm hoping. That's why I said it scares me. It scares me that this is where they could go. But everything we've seen so far from the Chargers, look, they haven't talked about being in love with Marvin Harrison Jr. And if they don't get Marvin Harrison Jr., if he goes, look, Roma Dunze's a guy they could get. Malik Nabers is rising up draft boards. Their number one need is a receiver. Their number one need.
But, well, maybe they go trade for one of the veteran receivers.
But judging
between Higgins and Ayuk and all these other guys that are pissed off and looking to get out of town, maybe that's the other play, is that five becomes give us some picks and one of these older receivers that immediately you get a number one in the room.
Yeah, but this is a number one in the room. I mean, Marvin Harrison, these guys are coming into the league ready to play.
Like, I'm not saying that.
This is a free
right.
You have to worry about making a trade and using money.
Yeah, but you're assuming Harrison's going to be there.
You know? Yeah, but, well, there's three wide receivers who are really good, and they need one of them, right? They're all really good. Harrison is the best. And if we think all the people we've talked to, quarterbacks are going to go 1 through 4, well, guess who's going to be there as a five is going to be Marvin Harrison Jr. He's the most polished. He's the most ready now.
Right.
And look, these other guys, if it takes Odunze a little bit of time to get going, he'll be ready by the middle of the season. Same thing with Malik Nabers, depending how they want to use him.
Well, Odunze is a bear, so it doesn't matter.
But this is what they need to do. This is why this scares me that he's going to go scheme over player. Right. And you know me, I hate scheme over player. It only works in the NFL defensively. You can do scheme over player defensively in the NFL and do great. We've seen that many times. You can't out scheme somebody on offense without players. You can have the best system in the world. If you don't have a great quarterback running, guess what's going to happen? It's going to be awful. Sean Payton ran roughshod over the NFL with anybody at a quarterback up until last year. And he had Russell Wilson, and suddenly it's, oh, man, this guy stinks. So you can't do that offensively. But I feel like that's what Harbaugh has been pushing for over the course of the past few months. And again, if it's a smokescreen, it's brilliant, and I'll give them all kinds of credit, but wow, this pick scares me so much that they're going to biff it, and you're going to say, how are you going to win games? How are you going to win games? You think Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins weren't good? Their team let both of them go because they couldn't stay healthy. They couldn't produce enough. Their team let both of those guys
go.
Well,
they got a better strength coach now. In with the Chargers, because remember, that was a talking point for you and I on the show for many years, both the Chargers and Ravens. You know, that was one of those, they needed exorcisms, those Kyrie Irving and the sagebrush coming in with different treatments to kind of clear out bad juju. Well, in theory, you know, Michigan's coming to the Chargers, and they're going to be stronger, right? Because that's the big talking point, is they're going to be tougher, stronger, or whatever. So maybe that works. Maybe they realize something that the Ravens training staff, even though they changed out last year, that they were still failing. See, I'm trying to be glass half full guy. Oh, really didn't think I'd turn that around on you, did you?
Jason, this is just coming in from Jay Glazer himself. The Jets are trading up for the fifth pick and giving up Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson for J.J. McCarthy. Enjoy that, Jason.
I love that. That would be, if the Jets didn't have Aaron Rodgers, I would say, hey, that could actually happen.
They still don't have him, Jason.
They could actually do that. They could actually.
They have him for four snaps, Jason. That's about the over-under.
Okay. All right. Now you're done. Now call Jay Glazer back and get the next.
You got
thing
it.
For him. Yeah,
that's definitely per the fake Jay Glazer.
Fake Jay.
I like how Tice just pops on. Hey, I just talked to Jay Glazer. I just talked to Jay Glazer.
And Frostberg's losing his mind over there because somewhere someone with fat fingers, not you, is going
to
tweet this out.
And
it's going to become a problem.
Please say you didn't talk to him. Okay. Please make sure.
Hey, why are you acting like I don't know Jay Glazer? I work with him every year, Jason.
Really?
Yeah, me and Glazer are boys.
And you said hi, would he know your name?
Yeah, I'm invited to his wedding you aren't invited to.
Oh, okay. Oh, the wedding that nobody's invited to.
I'm not nobody, I'll tell you that.
Hey, how much ginger are we bringing in tomorrow,
though?
Well, that's the thing. Tyshirt's catering. So that's
is he? Okay.
Yeah.
Ginger shots.
It's going to be a very weird buffet at the.
If he's catering, tell Scott I'm out.
Thoroughbred racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that's implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Well, coming up next, Mike and I got more from the NFL draft. We'll tell you a team, give you a bold prediction that no one's talking about that's going to trade out of their pick, and someone's going to come up and take that pick to get a quarterback. Who is it? We'll tell you next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Jason, this just in. Jay Glazer is letting me know the Bears have pulled themselves out of this upcoming draft. So the first pick is going to go to whoever wants it.
Okay. A very promiscuous update from Alex Teicher.
I think they're going to play heads up 7-up for the first pick, Jason.
Play duck, up. Duck, duck, duck.
Like you're online at an amusement park. Let's play heads up. Okay, let's put
I just want to see all the owners sitting there with their heads down, thumbs up.
We do that all the time. It's highly entertaining.
I used to love that game. Like in second grade, we play 7-up, and oh my God, that was great. I love
so much fun.
I never got picked as often as I thought I would be in that game. I was like, oh, come on, how come no one's picking me?
And well, I mean, given your first step, I would have picked you every time.
Well, no, you have your head down and someone hits you on the head, you put your thumb up, you have to guess who did it. You know, I mean, that's all.
Jason, you come off as a spin the bottle guy.
Yeah, no, I wish. I never really played spin the bottle a lot. It wasn't
I wonder why.
It wasn't our thing in school. It wasn't
a little 7 minutes in heaven and all those things.
No. It was okay, let's figure out why the Mets bullpen is terrible and talk about it.
Like that's Who wants to wear my hat?
That was party. Hey, why is Roger McDowell closing games when Orozco should be doing it? Wait, where are the girls going? Ah, never mind. Hey, we really need Orozco to close games and not McDowell.
Jason, it just really doesn't hit the same with dudes.
But let's continue on here. NFL draft, big NFL draft preview show here. We'll have more NBA. We've got a Reggie Bush story coming up in a few minutes. But if you're looking for a team that's going to make a pick, it's going to trade out of their pick that we haven't talked about, the Chicago Bears. Except the second pick in the first round, not the first. Obviously, they're going to be taking Prince. They will draft him. Tonight, he'll be a star, and I'm the Big Dipper. No. But their second first round pick, this is where you're going to see teams try to jump up to get a quarterback, because it's a lot to move up to 3 and 4. And maybe you'll see a team or two try to get there, because the Patriots clearly are open to doing that. The Arizona Cardinals as well. But after that first initial bit, there's 6 quarterbacks people want in the first round. If those first 3 or 4 go in the first 4 or 5 picks, the Bears sitting there at number 9, because who needs a quarterback outside of there? Vikings, Broncos, Raiders, and then down to 16, you're talking about the Seahawks. All those teams need quarterbacks. The Bears with that second first-round pick at number 9, that's a team that will trade out because it's not far. It's not too far to slide down from 9 to 13 at the furthest. You're going to get a couple of more picks, and you know, okay, we're not going to take one of these. So one of the guys coming off the board is not anybody we're ever going to think about drafting because we've got Caleb Williams, number 1 overall. So the Bears, that's where I look for a big trade to happen, because to move up, to get all the way up to 3 and 4, it takes a ton. And you really have to believe in these quarterbacks, say, we're coming all the way up to here. But doesn't mean that there's not great quarterbacks you can take in the middle of the first round. But when you're getting to that, after the first 4, there's only a couple of guys left, whether it's Michael Penix Jr., Bo Nix, whoever it's going to be. It's we got to make sure we get that. And Minnesota, Denver, and the Raiders, and the Seahawks to a different extent, all have to say, we want to get one of these guys. And how do we do it? We got to move up. And that's going to be the sweet spot to move up to, is the Bears at number 9. They will move that pick, and somebody's going to come up from 12, 13, 14 to get that pick. The Bears will slide down to 13. They'll get a second round pick or a second, whatever it's going to be, the value chart for that. And that's going to be a team. You're going to see one of those teams that I just mentioned, one of those 4, are going to come up and take that pick from the Bears at number 9.
Yeah, I just think the question is whether one of those top receivers is still there, because I could see them trying to fully stock the room, which is why I brought up Adunze before. There's a lot of Chicago connection. He's already, you know, hanging out and playing catch with Caleb and talking it all up. Big fan of Urlacher, not just the billboards with the restored hair up and along the freeways. So I think that's one of the curiosities of it, right, is if Odunze is still there, do they just make the selection? Or do one of these 3 teams, Seahawks are interesting, they still have Geno. And I try to say that with a straight face when you're talking about these other quarterbacks. But what's funny is, right, you still have that very wide berth of where Penix or Nix can go, right? They seem like predestined to be in one of those, for one of those squads, but are they necessarily, do you need to draft them there, I guess becomes the question, right? Or do they come off the board in rapid succession? I did the mock, and I didn't have McCarthy going early. I had him as a, you get a quarterback run like you're in a fantasy league, where it goes McCarthy, Nix, Penix to the Vikings, Broncos, and Raiders respectively. But yeah, the Bears certainly could create some chaos here by trading out. And given the current state of that front office, I wouldn't be surprised. It would also deflect from the debacle that was the announcement of the new stadium by the mayor, complete with prayer service and a lot of moving decimal points when talking about the economic and job impact.
Yeah, that didn't go over as well as you thought.
Oh, it's really bad.
Yeah, no, it didn't go over well.
It's terrible.
No, it didn't.
In a million ways, it's awful. And then the mayor does interviews where he's moving decimal points about what's going on. It's 2,400 jobs. But, you know, it's going to be 24,000 jobs.
He's
wait,
like,
what?
School going, okay, here's your, you move the decimal point 3 places to the left, and that makes it, you move it 3 places to the right, and this is when you get into tenths and hundredths and hundred thousandths and hundred thousandths. I mean, that's kind of what it was like. I'm getting a middle school math lesson. This is great.
Such a disaster. And then the governor didn't even want to be part of it. He wasn't even invited. Didn't even bother to say, hey, you're right down the road. Come on over. Nope.
Look, but I'll tell you this. That sweet spot right there, because I got news for you. If Joe Alt isn't there for the Jets at 10, they'll trade out too. They'll trade out with somebody who wants to come and get a court. One of those teams wants to move ahead of the others.
Yeah.
They'll trade out of 10 to get somebody else. If he's not there, I can't. Look, I'm really, are they going to, I'll be seeing flashbacks in my head going, oh my goodness, we're not going to take Warren Sapp. We're going to take a tight end again. So, I mean,
I watched
a Kyle
about.
Brady video. I'm like,
yeah.
I got to see that again. That's going to happen. So
sorry, buddy.
Those two teams there sitting at 9 and 10. Coming up next, someone won the Heisman Trophy today.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Thunder all over the Pelicans still, 82-67. Gilgeous Alexander's got 24. Chet has 22. It has been all thunder from the jump. We'll have more on this coming up. But joining us now, a man who can provide the unique perspective as to what these NFL teams are getting with these quarterbacks who are going to go in the top 10, top 15 tomorrow. It is the owner, editor, proprietor of collegefootballnews.com, your one-stop shopping for college football, all the previews, analysis you need. And here is the founder himself, Pete Futak. Pete, what's happening, bud?
First of all, this is the most sleep I've ever had on one of my appearances on your show, because usually you're catching me at, like, mid-October, and it's just complete deprivation of all things sleep. And this is the first time I think I'm actually awake for talking to you guys on the air here.
You know, I had a feeling you were fresher, because when I was going through your Twitter feed earlier today, when Caleb Williams got compared to Prince, like, this is why he scares teams, because he's like, if Prince is a quarterback, you actually went through a lot of the women that Prince dated saying, hey, that's true, then this is who Caleb Williams is going to wind up dating. Now, you left out, like, Sherilyn Fenn and a couple of others, but still, I thought your list was pretty good.
Oh, you had to really go with, if you're, Apollonia's on there. You got to get Apollonia, Carmen Electra, peak Kim Basinger. I mean, you're Sheila E. I mean, you got to come a little stronger than that. You got to be real tough to crack that top four. So yes, but yeah, if he's the prince, which by the way, it was supposedly a knock from some, you know, guy who wrote this and said, oh, the scouts, oh, you're getting Prince here. Well, that means he's not only the best quarterback in the NFL, he's also better at every position than everyone else playing their position, because he can do it better than the people who are doing it. So it's a probably almost the worst possible comp you could come up with as a dig for an NFL prospect.
Probably has a hell of a jump shot, too.
Yeah, probably does. Yeah, Prince can actually hit, you know, shoot a little bit for being 5'4". So he's actually a pretty good shooter.
All right, Pete, so look, we've heard a lot about Caleb Williams. Obviously, he's going to the Bears, number one. Jaden Daniels, number two. Once we get outside of those two, if I said you could wave a magic wand and have any quarterback that's left out of that group outside of Williams and Daniels, you're going to go 1-2, who's the guy you want? Who do you think is going to have the best NFL career?
Not 1,000% sold that Drake May isn't the best of the bunch. I mean, it's, you know, Caleb, you have to. I mean, if you're the Bears, you're still haunted by not taking Patrick Mahomes. And so it's he's the guy. If it doesn't work, it's not your fault. You took the guy. You made the moves. I still think it was ridiculous that they traded Justin Fields unnecessarily. Why not keep both of them? It made absolutely no sense, but okay. So Caleb's got to be the pick. You know, Jaden Daniels is just the exciting guy who just really jump-starts the franchise. And just it's a new era of New England. You've got to do something to start it up. And here you go, you're this dynamic playmaker. And, you know, Drake May, he's right there, though. In any other year, he's the number one overall pick. Just so happens to be a year of really good quarterbacks. So kind of boring because he's probably going to go number three. But the Patriots, I'm sorry, I got the teams mixed up there. But Drake May is probably that third of the bunch.
I appreciate the Mitchell Trubisky slander without mentioning him.
Too soon.
Remember that they would have drafted Deshaun Watson before they would have drafted
Mahomes.
Right?
If Patrick Mahomes was so great, why did he last where he did? So remember, everyone keeps forgetting Patrick Mahomes was not Patrick Mahomes.
That's right.
And everyone also forgets the also great trivia question. He didn't even start. Alex Smith had a whale of a year, and Patrick Mahomes was on the bench. It took a little bit before he became that. No one really knew if he was going to be this. He was a project still, and yeah, it really did work.
And he got tied to the guy with the nuggies. All right, let's do the J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy, because Smith hates him. It's, despite him being part of an adopted Michigan family, he wants no part of him. How fast does he go off the board, or is it all a smokescreen?
I think he's going fast, and I don't get it. Look, I will openly admit when I biff a pick, and I certainly, you know, I do this from the college perspective, and there are certain times when I admit, you know what, I don't see it, and I could be wrong. It was Joe Burrow. I'm like, I know he was great, but kind of a system surrounded by in a perfect scenario. Kind of was a one-year guy, and obviously that was wrong. Sometimes I see it and say, guys, Baker Mayfield, Johnny Manziel. No. This isn't going to work. I'm telling you this from a college perspective. That's not going to work. I don't get it. I mean, I know he's kind of got the arm and he's kind of got the tools and he didn't have to really stress test anything at Michigan. But you're talking about a guy here who's also surrounded by an offensive line that gave him 10 years to throw. He didn't have to really throw a throw in anger too often last year. Now, he did come up big late last year, especially in the college football playoffs. But I compared to, say, Bo Nix is a little more of a system guy. Michael Penix I really do like, but he can't pressure him at all or else there's a problem. But in terms of being that number five guy off the board, it's going to be taken if the Vikings move up or if the Raiders move heaven and earth to get up there. I get that you want to have one of the top quarterbacks, and he's going to be the fourth of that bunch. And, again, he's not going to go to San Diego, so – the Chargers. I can't believe I did that. he's going to be there in the top six. I do think he goes right about there. But again, if it works out and he's the next Patrick Mahomes, I will certainly eat it. But again, I don't, from a college side, I just don't quite see that he's got that sort of, you know, skill set that's going to be the, I am the franchise quarterback who's going to carry you to Super Bowl.
Pete, there's two things, because look, McCarthy, I never got from again. I watched every one of his games at Michigan, and yes, everything you said is right. The great team behind him, offensive line, all of this. But there's two things I'm going to say, and one I'm going to borrow from Moneyball. If J.J. McCarthy is so great, why didn't he play great? Right? Like, if he was so great, why didn't he play great? And the fact that Michigan wins the national title by minimizing his responsibilities in the Rose Bowl and the national championship game. They won because they couldn't trust him to do enough to win this game, so they ran their offense different, did things, and it almost cost them the national title game. They run for 200 yards in the first quarter, and Harbaugh says, no, let's get J.J. McCarthy going. Wait, why? Why are you throwing? He ran for 200 yards. Donovan Edwards could run for 700 yards in this game. No, let's start throwing the football in the second quarter. Like, Harbaugh's got a thing for McCarthy, and I get it, and I get that he's got all the tools, but we've seen guys with tools. We've seen Zach Wilson make those throws. I just don't see how suddenly he is going to go from college doing what he did to being a great quarterback in the pros.
I thought you were going to go draft day and say nobody went to his birthday party. But
that might have been true, too.
But I know a lot of people, including my daughter, would love to go to a J.J. McCarthy birthday party. you're right. The play calling at Michigan was curious at times, let's just say, especially in the crunch time. But the other thing you have to remember is Michigan fans, there is that overhype too because everyone sees him. And also remember that for all the NFL draft analysis, it's all kind of hoo-ha. Because remember, these guys don't really – let's just say, well, I watched the tape. No, they didn't. They didn't watch tape on every single guy and every single throw. But everyone saw every single play that J.J. McCarthy made. They're like, yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe that's the guy who could, you know, he's got the tools, he got the look. And remember, in the brief history lately of Michigan football, who were their quarterbacks? You know, you talk about why was Ohio State better? Well, the lineage of Ohio State quarterbacks was amazing, you know, starting in from a college level, Braxton Miller and, you know, J.T. Barrett, and obviously Cardale Jones won a national championship, and, you know, Dwayne Haskins and Justin Fields. And who did Michigan have? You know, John O'Korn? You know, I mean, you just didn't have quarterbacks there until McCarthy was able to be that one who finally kind of broke it for Harbaugh and was like, yeah, here's a real quarterback who can play. So by comparison, he looked great. But again, the guy was playing behind an offensive line that didn't get him touched. He had that running game, like you mentioned, and everything else was perfect for him. Again, I kind of see him being that quarterback who comes in and becomes a big fantasy quarterback, but just not quite enough to be that guy who just wins you lots of games. And I know that's kind of what he did at Michigan. I don't quite see how this is all going to be. He's going to be a superstar. But then again, I just say, Josh Allen, who throws for 54% in college and does that in the pros? It just doesn't fit. You know, so you never quite know until you get him into the right situation.
Pete Futek, our guest, at Pete Futek, where you find him on Twitter, the publisher of collegefootballnews.com. His tagline, it's not my fault your school isn't better at college football. And now we anxiously await the draft. See all his analysis there, including a lot of mocking of the Bears and their proposal near the shoreline there of Lake Michigan. Pete, Jaden Daniels looks like number two, but evidently that was a guy that thought too many people were invited to his party when he went to the Commanders. Any reservations of what he is at the next level?
What really took me a little aback, and it's the wrong way to look at it, is I saw something today where he was making some statement, I want to be the greatest NFL rushing quarterback of all time. No, you don't. You do not want that. That equals dead quarterback is what that means at the next level. You don't want to be, you know, the next Fran Tarkenton, or you know, did last forever, so I suppose bad cop there. But you don't want to be, you know, the guy who's running around for, you know, for your life. You want to be the guy who can run if he has to and becomes dangerous, but you have that throwing ability that does a little more. And that's, look what we see about Lamar Jackson. You know, that's one of the guys I got right in my calls years ago. I was yelling that he was actually going to be a good quarterback. And that's it. If you've got that mobility, and he's got the passing skills, certainly. Now, he did have elite wide receivers to throw to, and he was in the Brian Kelly system, which has fooled us before. I raise hand high here when I say I was all in on DeShone Kizer. Oops. So you never quite know until you get him in a system where he's got to shine without everything else in place, including, you know, the opposite of the Michigan situation, McCarthy. Daniels didn't have a defense last year. He had to keep throwing. He had to keep making plays. That's why he won the Heisman, partially because the stats were so amazing, because they had to be, because they were in all these shootout games. He's just a fun playmaker. He is going to be really good. He's going to inject a kind of a new level of stuff in that franchise, but you do not want to be a great rushing NFL quarterback. You want to be able to do that. You just don't want to be known for that necessarily.
All right, Pete, so let me ask you. So we've gotten all your take on all these. If you had to have one between McCarthy, Nix, and Penix, who do you take? You got to have one?
I'm going Penix. And I know it's dangerous because the problem with Penix is if you get a pass rush on him, there's a problem. But he's got just a fearless arm. And he was able to do okay against Texas when they kept throwing everything in the kitchen sink at him.
Yeah, but Michigan just exposed him in such a large way. They had one guy in the backfield, he was like, I'm getting rid of this football now.
Yeah, that was it. And there's your problem where, you know, that's the opposite of kind of the Jaden Daniels thing, where he does have some mobility, but he's got so many knee issues and shoulder issues and things that he's just not the mobile quarterback that he was when he first started out at Indiana. So, but I just kind of like his – like, Bo Nix is going to be a productive starter, but in that offense, dink, dunk, dink, dunk. I mean, you know, that's just how that offense worked. And, again, I'm not totally buying into McCarthy and – you know, look, again, if he's in, I will say, hey, that was fun. Yeah, the guy's great. You know, I like when quarterbacks are great. But I think Michael Penix is kind of the undervalued guy here because everyone's a little bit leery about the injury factor as much as anything else with him.
Last one for you real quick, Pete. How many games does Prince win for the Bears this year?
I think Prince wins zero, but yeah, that's the symbol. But no, that would be a good feat if Prince could win a game, come back and win a game. He's going to be great. I just think that the pressure is going to be so immense on him to be amazing right away, because being in this town, it's not just that Caleb Williams has to be good. He's got to be way better than what Justin Fields was right out of the gate, because there's a huge contingent of people here who thought Justin Fields was very good and all he needed was a little more help around him. And so he's just got to be next level superstar, and God help him, and God help the Chicago Bears with whatever new stadium thing they're trying to put together. If Jaden Daniels and Drake May become like CJ Stroud in this, it's like, oh God, we did it again. I'm just going to move at that point, because I cannot handle all the people around here once they start complaining about that.
He's on Twitter at Pete Futek. That is at Pete Futek. Check collegefootballnews.com. All the analysis you need, Pete. And night before the draft, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you this. If the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy. Punch a higher floor. Okay, just so you know.
I do that. I try to do that daily. Yeah.
Take it easy,
good
buddy.
Man. Thanks, Pete.
A great way to look at the quarterbacks through the eyes of. This is what I've seen through college. This is where they're going to be able to make their mark, what they can and can't do. Awesome, awesome stuff from Pete Futek. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, we have more bold predictions for tomorrow night in the NFL draft. How insane will the first 15 picks be? We'll tell you. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox. Well, you put it off long enough. Time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It does not get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? It's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.